Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. For the first time in history, some 1,800 Franciscan friars, representatives from the four main Franciscan branches, have reached the Umbrian hilltop town of Assisi from across the world to take part in an international chapter which began on Wednesday, 15th of April, and winds up on Saturday, 18th, when participants will travel to Castel Gandolfo to meet with Pope Benedict XVI. Earlier in the week, I spoke to the Minister General of the Friars Minor, Father José Rodríguez Carballo. But before sharing with you this interview, I'd like to put this story into context by taking you with me to the cradle of the Franciscans, Assisi. Watch the change of pace. Assisi's claim to fame echoes back eight centuries to its most illustrious citizen, a man by the name of Francis. You may have heard of him. What's certain is that without him, this picturesque olive tree strewn hilltop Umbrian town would be one like any other. And again, on a broader level, without him, who was born here into wealth in the 1100s, perhaps the words poverty and peace would be less powerful in our collective understanding. What's certain, too, is that it is he who inspired pilgrims to flock here down the centuries. Pilgrims, eager to step back in time, perhaps, and glean glimpses of this living legend. One portrayed in plenty on the walls of the churches here, with masterful artistic prowess. Art which often tells of the life of Saint Francis, as he preaches to the birds, for example. Or as in the Giotto frescoes, tells of the shedding of his worldly goods, or of the dreams of the Pope of the time, Innocent III. And where in one such fresco, especially significant to those who follow in his footsteps, the artist tells of something that happened eight centuries ago, the formal founding of the Franciscan Order. Capturing that moment when St. Francis presents his rule to Pope Innocent III for approval. The year was 1209, and for the occasion, St. Francis, together with his first friars, travelled all the way to Rome, precisely to the Lateran Palace, where popes of that day and age kept residence. Eight centuries on, the members of that first Franciscan family are celebrating that occasion. Among them, the friars minor, who still follow that rule. An occasion celebrated in a chapter entitled in Italian Delle Storie, a word which, when I first heard it, left me floored and wondering. As far as I was aware, this word meant mats. Yes, mats, like doormats. So what could mats possibly have anything to do with St. Francis?
Exactly, 1221, Francis wanted all the brothers from all the world arrives to Assisi to celebrate a chapter. But there is no place for so many friars. At that time, 5,000 friars. So they slept on the mats. And from that time, we know this kind of meetings as chapter of mats.
The Minister General of the Friars Minor, Spaniard José Rodríguez Carballo, was kind enough to put me right. So I delve further into the subject of all things Franciscan. I asked, what is this Franciscan charism which is still so very much alive today?
We can summarize the Franciscan charism saying that it's living the gospel in fraternity and minority, giving priority to the contemplative dimension.
Fraternity is love of your neighbour, no?
Is love, of course. Not only for our neighbours, The Franciscan fraternity is open to everybody, even if they don't feel as you feel, even they don't believe and don't have the faith that you have. So it's universal fraternity.
Minority
means to be very close to the poor people and always an attitude of service. As Jesus said in the Gospel, he came to serve, not to be served. So we try to live this attitude of Jesus, first of all, but also of Francis. He was very close to the poor people, and we try to be minors between the lesser people in the world.
The other thing you mentioned was contemplative, practicing solidarity and practicing a contemplative life. It's a difficult mix, isn't it?
Yes, because sometimes many people think that to be contemplative, we must be alone in the desert or in a convent without contact with the people. Our contemplation is not this kind of contemplation. Some other religions has this charism, but we are contemplative between the people. Our cluster is the world.
Our cloister is the world, says Father Carballo. Clearly, the Franciscan charism is one devoid of barriers, open to all. And the international chapter taking place this week is proof of this. It begins at the heart of the extended Franciscan family. Present beyond the Friars Minor are the three other Franciscan groups, Capuchins, Conventual Franciscans, Third Order Regular Franciscans, all the while embracing other groups as well. Among them, Anglicans, Lutherans, and Presbyterians, all of whom, 8 centuries on, continue to find inspiration in St. Francis. You were listening there to the Minister General of the Friars Minor, Father José Rodríguez Carballo. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.